I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Each Friday, we take a look at the agricultural weather forecast with Eric Snodgrass from Agrible. Hey, Eric, thanks for being with us. What do you see in the weather this week?
Well, Todd, one thing that I'm watching right now is the latest U.S. drought monitor update map. You see, when this one came out on Thursday, we saw that the Dakotas, which we've been talking about now for several days, are really starting to get dry. Looking over the last 30 days, I'm seeing that they've got about 50% of average precipitation when you kind of look at both states as a whole. And the thing is that today they're getting really hot again, way up into the 90s. And the point behind me telling you this is that with all of that heat and not much moisture in the soil, a lot of that heat will go into really evaporating what's left and keeping temperatures up and soil moisture down. Now, we do have some weekend rain to be talking about here, and it might possibly move through parts of the Dakotas, but these storms can be pretty widely scattered and nothing like the widespread stuff that they really need to soak those soils again after they got their planting done. But since we're talking about storms, let's talk about what I'll call round one for near Illinois later on tonight. So basically, we had some widely scattered storms that could possibly push through Illinois and parts of Wisconsin. Most locations will get missed, but we could see some pretty heavy downpours in some locations. Now, Wisconsin gets round two on Saturday. And during this whole weekend, the southern plains are really getting hit with some pretty widely scattered showers and storms. And we'll talk more about the southern plains in just a few moments. But we really need to focus in on is kind of the overall evolution of the June weather patterns with respect to what the jet stream is going to do. Now, here's the short term. We got a ridge that's building over the central plains and the western corn belt. We have this pesky trough out east. Now, the good thing is that ridge is going to try to spread toward the east over the weekend, and we want that. We want to build in some heat. That's why we're going to see temperatures around here over the weekend trying to push into the middle to upper 80s. But that trough tries to reestablish itself by the middle of next week, and that's going to try to keep our temperatures out of the 80s, which is where they should be this time of year, back into the upper 70s for a couple of days. Now, that's not cold, but it's not the heat that we want so that we can really start accumulating those growing degree units fast and get the corn tall and the new soybean crop out of the ground and doing well as well. But when we look kind of at the overall flow of this, we are starting to see that that ridge out in the west may have the chance by June 9th through the 14th to start to spread across the Corn Belt in the Midwest. So we're not seeing the continuation of the, just lots and lots of cooler than average weather for too long. But on the whole, the ridge is going to try to stay in the Great Plains for most of the first half of this month, with occasionally spreading on off to the east, giving us a little bit of extra warmth. Now, I told you I wanted to talk about what was going on in the southern states, southern corn belt in the southeast, so let's get back there real quick because this is important for ag. You see, June 1st was the start of the Northern Hemisphere Atlantic hurricane season. And as a result, we need to start watching the tropics very, very closely. Now, on the whole, what we've got going on for the rest of the summer is the better than the not chance that we're going to see warmer sea surface temperatures creeping into the Gulf of Mexico and along the East Coast. Now, what that's got me concerned about is what I call homebrew tropical systems. These are systems that when they may be weak, but when they get close to the United States, they can use that warmer water to really intensify as they make landfall. And we're kind of seeing something like that right now, and this is what I'm talking about. There is a tropical depression that is sitting basically right on the kind of the southwestern coast of Mexico, Tropical Depression 2. Now, this is in the eastern Pacific, but it is forecast to be kind of steered across the Mexico there and then into the Gulf of Mexico early next week. And what that does is that just brings a big surge of moisture that can be used to make quite a bit of showers and storms across the southern states. So we're looking at a pretty wet week from Texas all the way to the Carolinas simply due to this surge of warmer air and also moisture. Now, what all that means is that we're going to be dumping quite a bit of rain there. It's coming from a tropical source, and so, you know, we always have to start watching for fungal pressures and how they move to the north with time, and so this is just another thing we have to keep an eye on. So, with the start of hurricane season, I think a lot of our Friday updates are going to include a talk about what's going on in the tropics, because don't forget, those storm systems can move all the way into Illinois, can get as far north as into Canada sometimes with their moisture, so we can't ignore the tropics now that it's June.
Indeed. Thanks so much, Eric. Eric Snodgrass is with Agrible.